Line upon line, Doctrine and Covenants, section 115, verse 5. The Lord has commanded us to arise and shine forth. Verily, verily, I say unto you all, arise and shine forth, that thy light may be a standard for the nations. I say unto you all, in this revelation from 1838, the Lord gave directions regarding the building of a temple in far west Missouri, as well as other aspects of the establishment of Zion. He also gave the name of his church in the last days, the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. Although this revelation was addressed to church leaders of that day, the commandment to arise and shine forth applies to all of us today. Arise and shine forth. The Lord has a great work for each of you to do. Arise and shine forth that thy light may be a standard for the nations. Doctrine and Covenants, section 115, verse 5. He trusts you and he calls and relies on you to stand taller and shine brighter in these challenging but wonderful days. President Dieter F. Uchtdorf, second counselor in the First Presidency, Your Right to Choose the Right, New Era, August 2005, page 8. Thy Light. How can you let your light shine forth? Consider these ideas and write down some of your own in your journal. Be kind, generous, and humble. Stand up for and live by church standards. Smile and show the joy of living the gospel. Share the gospel with your friends. Bear your testimony of the truth. Nations. Today the Lord's people are gathering out from among the nations as they gather into the congregations and stakes of the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints that are scattered throughout the nations. The Lord calls upon us to be beacons of righteousness, to guide those who seek the safety and blessings of Zion. Elder D. Todd Christofferson of the Quorum of the Twelve Apostles, Come to Zion, and signed November 2008, page 37. Standard. Standard, an object usually a flag placed on top of a pole and used as a rallying point or emblem. See Doctrine and Covenants, section 45, verse 9. Standard bearers march at the vanguard of a worthy cause. They represent that which is good and noble. They often carry flags or other symbols to express identity, purpose, and unity. As his standard bearers, we are to help the honest in heart to find Jesus. We don't wave flags. Instead, as standard bearers for Jesus the Christ, we willingly and gratefully take his sacred name upon us. We enlist in his cause by covenant. Elder Russell M. Nelson of the Quorum of the Twelve Apostles, Standards of the Lord's Standard Bearers, and signed August 1991, page 7. Editor's note. This page is not meant to be a comprehensive explanation of the selected scripture verse, only a starting point for your own study. End of the article, line upon line, Doctrine and Covenants, section 115, verse 5.